it's encouraging. Everyone sees our players on Saturdays with a uniform, and they're tough, and that's all it is. They're football players. They're more than football players. This is a proud moment. I'm just as proud as tonight as I am. We won this past Saturday, so it's about building men, and this world needs more men. This is just part of the process.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse, where we take you to the front lines and behind the scenes of our work around the world. I'm your host, Christy Graham, and today I'm excited to share a story with you from my hometown that's really personal to me. And I also want to highlight the importance of packing parties for Operation Christmas Child. There's such a great outreach and way to invite people into the ministry of Operation Christmas Child that may have never heard about it before. And this was the case in the packing party I'm going to tell you about today. Our local football team from Appalachian State University all got together to pack shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. This packing party involved players and coaches, and they were all excited to share the joy of Christmas with kids around the world. I was at this packing party as they filled hundreds of boxes in less than an hour. It was truly amazing to watch. These huge, intimidating football players on the field were laughing and carefree as they picked toys and personalized their box. There was so much energy and excitement in the room. They even had Polaroid cameras so that they could include a photo and personalized note to the kids that were receiving the shoeboxes. Come with me to this packing party as Jordan Roten, one of our Operation Christmas Child team members, showed me around. I know, I'm just looking around. Tables are covered with toys, huge wow items, and they're going to come in, and many for the first time. I know they've been to Walmart before the last 2 years. I think the team would sponsor them to go pick out items, shop, but they've never gotten to pack it and assemble it together. And so tell me, what are they going to experience tonight?
Yeah, so as they come in, they get to see, first of all, just these incredible quality items that are just set out here. And they're going to walk through, they're going to get their shoebox. And as they're going through, we've got hygiene items, we've got wow items, we've got so many incredible gifts that really are a representation of just the tangible love of Christ for children. And so as they go through, they are getting to see tangibly what it looks like to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to shine the light of Christ.
I'm just overcome with the fact that they would donate their night. This is really exciting to be a part of. Next, I talked to Madison. He works for Operation Christmas Child now, but he used to play football for Appalachian State. So several of the players that were packing that night were his teammates. As a believer, he wanted to use his time as a football player to be a light and to share God's love. And so it was really a full circle moment for him to see them jumping in to serve others. Madison, what is this like? Tell me where we are and what we're doing.
Yeah, this is just an amazing experience. It's a blessing having these App State guys here. The year I was there, the 2021 season, coming in, I wanted to have a big season. But even more than that, I was 2 years past truly getting saved. The Lord had really changed my heart. I wanted to see the Lord do something amazing in that locker room. So I kind of planted some seeds there. And this, even seeing now some of the guys that I've talked to and even keeping in contact with them, you know, those seeds are continuing to be watered, and you know, guys are responding, guys are more open, and just bringing them here and letting them do this, you just clearly see God at work and the gospel message through them doing this and just through stuff that we've talked about in the locker room, just all coming full circle. It's a blessing to be here and see this and just see all the work that God is doing right down the street on App State's campus and then even around the world through these shoeboxes.
I'm watching. I mean, these guys are so good at football, and they've had a really great season, and yet they're humbling themselves. They're here. They're picking up, but they look like kids. They're picking up toys. They're laughing. They're bonding. So I want to encourage people to throw a packing party. So this one's obviously huge, but tell me, how would you encourage somebody? This is such an outreach. You know, people that wouldn't come to church, they'll come here, hear the gospel, and I think so much happens in the box this side before it even gets to the child. So I guess just what would your encouragement be to people about having a packing party?
We focus so much on what happens on the other side, but there's great influence that can happen on this side. With my job, I work on the Operation Christmas Child Promotions team, so I work with different organizations, and one of the big ones I've gotten to work with is AIA, so right now, Athletes in Action. And right now, Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa, they all pack shoe boxes, and the Athletes in Action leaders that I talk to, all of them tell me how much of a great opportunity it is to throw these packing parties to get students that they usually wouldn't come to just a regular AIA night, a regular AIA meeting. So in talking to our listeners, I mean, if you threw a packing party, it's a great outreach event. I mean, when you tell people what the project is and what it's about, people who maybe wouldn't come to a Bible study or go with you to church, they may come with you to pack some shoeboxes, and it just opens the door for you to have conversations and reach new people for the gospel. People are being reached on the other side of the world with these boxes, but people are also being reached right here in the States through these boxes. So it could be a great opportunity.
I want you to see that packing parties aren't just limited to church groups and Bible studies. I think it's an incredible opportunity to invite people who may not attend church on Sundays to come and serve. And I don't know many people that would turn down an invitation for food, fellowship, and serving others. As you pack these shoebox gifts, it opens up an opportunity to share the true meaning of Christmas.
So, Coach Clark, you're going into a playoff game, and yet you're taking your time out to pack boxes. Why are you guys here?
It's a way to be able to share a gift with someone who's ever had a gift before, and to be able to do it in Jesus' name. And that's what it's about. It's about celebrating Christmas, but it's really about Him. And last year we did this, our kids really, they grew from it. And there's no doubt they'll grow even more this year.
And I see, I mean, this team, they're just making me cry. They're a bunch of big boys, but yet seem like kids at heart. Watching them walk around, pick up toys, they're laughing. But you guys have had a hard season. You've had some highs and lows. What has kept you guys unified?
Well, we started off with a hard season, but we always knew we had a great football team. And just the way we do things. I'm sitting here with my college football coach, Coach Moore, that taught us at an early age how to be men, how to go through tough times, and rely on the man above. And that stuck with me from 1994 to 2023. So I'm a blessed man to be able to come back here and be the head football coach and be able to pass things forward.
Watching your team out here pack boxes, what does this do to you?
It's encouraging. Everyone sees our players on Saturdays with a uniform, and they're tough and think they're that's all it is. They're football players, but they're more than football players. This is a proud moment. I'm just as proud as tonight as I am we won this past Saturday. So it's about building men, and this world needs more men. And this is just part of the process.
I love how there's tremendous impact on both sides of the shoebox. Next, I talked to Coach Moore, who coached at Appalachian State for 24 years. He's famous in the high country for leading App State to 3 national championships. But what I love about Coach Moore is his love for the players on and off the field. He doesn't just care about the game of football. He truly invests in the players and raises up godly men.
They say each shoebox is like a snowflake. They're all unique. They're different. I feel like that's how these boys are. You've coached many men over the years, and each one is unique. How have you seen, I mean, God creates them all so individually, uniquely. What has God taught you about coaching so many men over the years?
Just to see them grow into men. They're, you know, they're here, and they might be one or two from the same high school, or they know each other before they get here. But to watch them grow through some anxious times, it's like the first part of the season this year. The people that don't quit, we went through some tough times, and even in the good years, the national championship years. And you watch a guy grow, and we had a player, Kevin Richardson, that was a running back for us, a walk-on football player. He didn't have a scholarship. He earned a scholarship. Now, and then for 3 or 4 years, he was the running back. We go down to Georgia Southern, and he's hurt. And a kid that's another walk-on carries the ball 8 times in the fourth quarter and runs the clock out. He didn't even have a scholarship. And I saw all these guys, and so you walk at me, can't help but just gloat a little bit because of what they've made of themselves and what they made each other make of themselves.
To close, I want to introduce you to several of these incredible young men that Coach Clark and Coach Moore have poured into.
I'm Caden Sullivan. I play linebacker.
And why are you here packing shoeboxes tonight?
Just spreading the love of Jesus. I know this is what the Bible calls us to do. Trying to be more like Him, so this is definitely a great step towards that.
And
I know you know Jesus. Mm-hmm. You walk your faith and you lead by example on the team. But for those who don't know Christ, I guess, what is it like to see them at something like this? How is like an outreach, I guess, even helpful for you to share your faith?
Oh, it's awesome. But it's just awesome, like, knowing that they were able to hear Jesus' name tonight, and then they're living by the word tonight, and it's just very encouraging to see.
So tell me your name and your position.
Okay. Anderson Castle, I play running back.
I'm trying to encourage people to have packing parties that maybe bring people in that wouldn't come to things. What was the guy's reaction when you said you were having a packing party?
I mean, you never know how something can bring someone to Jesus, or how it can maybe just spark something. Like you said, like we're so blessed on this team with leaders, and to have like a really like just a lot of guys on the team that have just a firm foundation in Jesus. And I mean, I feel I'm so blessed to be here on this team. I feel like a lot of college teams aren't like that. And so we've had a lot of cool experiences, a lot of guys that have just come to Bible study. And I mean, I think I don't want to brag on us as a team, but as a team across the whole country, it'd be hard pressed to see another team that's got the type of guys on this team that spread the gospel. And I think it's really brought everyone closer, so it's cool.
Fun to see. I mean, these are big, huge guys, and they're laughing, and they're having fun, and they're throwing toys in a box. Like, I just think a shoebox is a unifying thing to do because it brings out the kid in you.
How could you not have fun doing it?
Can we just ask you real quick why you're packing a shoebox?
Because there's kids out in the world that have less fortunate home lives that we need to bless them with gifts for Christmas because they don't get that normally, and spread the word of God.
I feel like these shoeboxes, the gifts are important, but the gospel is truly why we're here. So how do you see that happening here tonight?
I mean, just it's an opportunity to spread the gospel. I mean, we have a platform to use, and if we can use it to the best of our ability, because I mean, football is limited. God is forever.
A lot of times when these people get the boxes, they keep the items as long as they can. And like, I mean, some have hung on to it, but obviously most things break, they'll lose it eventually. But the way they felt and the way God, the gospel spoke to their hearts, they'll never lose.
I had so much fun witnessing this packing party. To see players and coaches come alive with joy as they prepared these gifts for children around the world. They were like big kids themselves as they picked out soccer balls, toys, stuffed animals, and school supplies for their boxes. And I love packing parties. I've been to them at churches and now in communities. It's such a great opportunity to invite people to participate in the project, no matter what they believe. So I encourage you to start planning and thinking about it for next year. Who could you invite? Maybe you could host a packing party at your house, invite your neighbors, or your kids' soccer team to participate together. I encourage you to be creative. It's such a great way to serve and introduce others to Jesus. And even though our drop-off locations have closed for the year for Operation Christmas Child, you can still build a box online. We'll put a link in the show notes. It's never too late to share the true meaning of Christmas this year. Thanks so much for listening, and have a Merry Christmas.